something that most of us, I think, would have in common is a distinct lack of what it means to be a shepherd. Yes, there are some of us who work in agriculture or who have worked in agriculture or who spent summers at the family farm, but our experience is far removed to what we find in Psalm 23, referring to the Lord as my shepherd, or from what we find in John's Gospel this morning when Jesus refers to himself as the shepherd. The shepherd in ancient Israel, with its rolling hills and valleys, is far removed from our modern condition. Dealing with the threat of wild animals and bandits seeking to steal from our flock is far removed from our modern reality. The shepherd existed to guide and to protect the flock. And this morning we have two passages that deal with the image and idea of God as a shepherd. And we read these two passages today in light of our reading from John's Gospel last week, when Jesus asked Peter to feed his sheep and to care for his lambs. So how do we act as shepherds in today's world? Must we carry a rod and a staff? Is training provided? As followers of Christ, we are asked by Jesus to feed his sheep, to care for his lambs. And if that is true, then we have an obligation to look out for those who are in need of our help, those who are vulnerable in any way, shape, or form. To find those who need to be brought under the protection of Jesus' fold. Just as we look to God, who is our shepherd, we are also asked to be shepherds to others that we meet. And are we the shepherds that Jesus needs us to be? Do we go and do the work, or do we hope that Jesus will do it for us, that it'll just somehow happen? Is the love that Jesus has only for us, or is it for everyone that we meet? Are we to share it? And our actions speak loudly on this question. Acting as a shepherd is no easy task. The problems that are before us seem so enormous and overwhelming. How do we adequately shelter and feed everyone? How do we stop the bombs from dropping and the bullets from flying? How do we stop the violence we find in our own communities, sometimes within our own families? It's a daunting task. For us to act as shepherds in the world calls us to act out of a sense of love, with a sense of justice and a desire for God's righteousness to be known to all people. And sometimes that means that people need to be humbled, and sometimes those people are us. But throughout the task, we are reminded that just as God leads us to still waters, we too can lead others to still waters. We do live in tumultuous times. The 24/7 news cycle, the instant access that we have to information is disconcerting. It sends confusing signals to us that we don't always interpret well. We are an anxious society, and it is refreshing to be reminded that God leads us to still waters, that God leads us to peaceful circumstances. Scott Posey writes about the enduring elements of Psalm 23. He writes, "And yet Psalm 23 endures. Why? Because in the deep places of our souls, I suspect that we all sense that maybe everybody needs a shepherd. Way down deep, in places we don't talk about when we're laughing it up at a party, we long for someone bigger, wiser, and stronger to take care of us. God leads us to still waters, and we can lead others to those waters that God provides. Just as the shepherd led the flock, we can also participate in this." And within Psalm 23, we find those themes of hope and reassurance, their front and center. God is with us. God protects us. God provides for us. There is hope for a new tomorrow. We will be all right. And as we act as God's agents in the world, as God's shepherds, we are, of course, thankful that God looks after and cares for us. I mean, Scripture is full of wonderful promises. And when we look at John's Gospel this morning, we find that wonderful promise there of eternal life. John references eternal life 17 times in his Gospel. It's not mentioned nearly so much in the other Gospels. But the community that John wrote for was persecuted for their belief in following Jesus. And that promise of eternal life held deep meaning for them. For they knew the voice of their shepherd. And we also know the voice of our shepherd. And we acknowledge that that promise of eternity is also ours. Eternal life at God's side. That's the promise. It's simple and elegant all at the same time. It evokes a sense of mystery and wonder. God's promises are good. But God's promises are not just about the future. They are also about the here and now. Psalm 23 reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Want for what? The sentence is beautifully constructed to evoke that sense of wonder. Given God's presence in our lives, what is it that we lack? For in God, we lack nothing. And as we witnessed just a few minutes ago, when Maeve was baptized, baptism assures us that we belong to God. In life and in death, our greatest comfort is that we belong to our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. That no matter the circumstances, God is with us. Whether we find ourselves at the highest hill or traveling through the darkest valley, God is with us. God does not lead us there, but leads us through. The traditional translation of that one passage, and the one that we read this morning, is "through the valley of the shadow of death," which is why Psalm 23 is so often used during funerals. It has that sense of finality, of crossing through the veil. However, it's perhaps best rendered or translated as "the darkest valley," through the darkest valley. And it provides wider use, and it gives us a greater insight into how God works in our lives, how God leads us through times of trouble that eventually find us at still waters.
a reminder that the psalm speaks not just of life's end, but of the day-to-day burdens that we all experience, that we can lay those down at God's feet and find respite. Our minds, bodies, and souls can be refreshed and renewed in this life. We have a God who offers and promises such things to us on a daily basis. This is something that the risen Christ promises to us. Renewal. Renewal in the day-to-day aspects of life. So how do we act as shepherds in a hurting world? We offer peace to all we encounter through a kind word, a smile that speaks of life and companionship that transcends the ordinary. We offer grace to all we encounter by being honest and open. Our vulnerability is an asset, not something to hide. And we offer mercy to all that we encounter through acts of forgiveness and reconciliation, by putting the needs of others and our community before our own. And we do this so that all people might be led to those still waters and find peace. So that all might dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.